Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, it looks like we've had some rain in the eastern Corn Belt over the overnight.
Well, some areas have gotten a lot more than others. Certainly, rain has fallen in the eastern Corn Belt as forecast, and more is on the way. And I really think that, well, it's nothing new to what we've been talking about, but I really think that we're going to have some just really serious problems here with those areas that are not yet planted, because I don't see any relief in sight from the rain on a prolonged basis. And last week we talked about where there would be a few days in a row where there'd be some dry weather, but stringing together four, five, or more, which is really what you need at the minimum to get some fields dry enough to get back into them again, that's going to be very difficult. Rainfall last night during the late afternoon into the evening was extremely heavy over portions of Illinois and Indiana, and we're looking at rainfall amounts in excess of 3 inches in some bands, one extending across parts of Fulton and Tazewell County in Illinois over into McLean, southern Livingston, Ford, Iroquois, far north central and northeastern Vermilion County in Illinois, and then over to Benton and Warren counties in Indiana, Tippecanoe County, Indiana, and some areas north of there too, in pockets getting 2 and 3 inch amounts of rain, and many locations picking up a half an inch to an inch from that area I just described northward. Southward, some areas got rain here at WILL, 23 hundredths of an inch, or I should say 21 hundredths of an inch total, so under a quarter of an inch, but enough to make the fields a little wetter. You go south of the Champaign-Urbana area, not very far, and it was dry over the last 24 hours. And some areas in southern Illinois, southern Indiana have been dry for a few days. And I'll tell you what, if you're listening in and you can get into the fields and you don't have your fields planted yet, get as much done today as you can, because the rain is on the way. It's going to be coming in tonight into tomorrow, and then that's going to bog things down once again. And we're already to the 2nd of June, so any delay now is very, very serious, because we're really at the end of the window of opportunity for planting here, and any delays of a week or more are just going to really put planting way late into the season. So there will be some corn that just frankly will not get planted this year, and it's been too wet here in some areas this spring. Now, fields that don't get the flooding and crops been in the ground for a while, moisture is plentiful. There's no problems really with dryness in our part of the Corn Belt. Some of the northwestern Corn Belt has been dry, but it looks like some rain will be working into that area as well. And some of the rain will be working into the central plains too, at least the northern parts of the hard red winter wheat belt, to help finish up the wheat crop in parts of Nebraska, northern Kansas, and northeastern Colorado. South of there, it's been a bit drier, and I think the trend will still be for drier to the south of there. So getting into Oklahoma and Texas, maybe conditions aren't as good. In the spring wheat belt, well, they're having problems too. They've been wet at times, and now we're looking at some unusually cold air. In fact, some areas in the northern plains spring wheat belt had temperatures drop into the 30s this morning. So bit on the cool side, even for up there at this time of year. And we're looking at cooler than average air, not only in the northern plains, but it will spread across most of the Midwest Corn Belt for the next couple of days. So that's going to slow the drying rates down a little bit as well. So we're looking at now a serious problem with the corn planting, because I just see more rain coming in to central sections of the Midwest Corn Belt, right across from west to east, right through the middle of the Corn Belt later today into tomorrow. And southern sections will get the rain tonight through tomorrow. And then after a couple of dry days, Thursday and Friday, we could be seeing more rain coming back into the area over the weekend and into early next week. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.